All right. Well, thank you all for coming. Go and feel free to take a seat. Hey, good morning. And so we're going to be going over this book over the next kind of, I would say, probably through March. We mapped it out so far, so it'll be through the end of this year and into March. We're planning on going through this book called Fundamentals of Faith. But many of you, I know, are eager to open up to it right away, but we're going to hold off on that just for a second. And we're going to kind of talk about the need for fundamentals of the faith, okay? So I want to show a picture. Do you guys know how far down the Eiffel Tower's foundation has to go in order for it to rise over 1,000 feet from which it comes?
I think it's 500 feet.
No. Nope.
I think it's one to three, or gosh, that's a long memory.
Yeah. So with the four and it coming up, it's not necessarily too deep. It's 49 feet, but for some skyscrapers, it can be 65 to 165 feet deep. They have to go down before they start going up. On the right hand side, what we see is a piano player. And when you think about playing the fundamentals of piano, how long do you think you have to practice to get down just basic fundamentals of a piano? If you were to practice probably just consistently every single week, or maybe day after day.
Years.
It's probably about 6 months to 12 months you're going to be spending just to dig into the fundamentals of piano lessons. And so there's many different things that we see the importance of getting a foundation going, the importance of getting fundamentals down. And many times when you see people who even once were experiencing guitar lessons or pianos, over time they start losing how to do picks and everything. And they're like, I have to get back to the fundamentals. I need to get back to just the basic core of what this is about and how to do this so that I can function well in this. Hey, come on in. Likewise, inside this class, we're going to be getting to the core principles of the faith. We're going to be getting to these things. This is the same in the Christian life. We need to be about the fundamentals, and we need to be doing these things. I want to really quick dive into just kind of Titus and Timothy. Paul, who's imploring these men to be building up the local churches, to be ministering to them, and to be telling them how the churches need to be run and how they need to be structured. He says this in Titus 2:1, "But as for you, speak the things which are fitting for sound doctrine." Sound doctrine. You can think of sound doctrine as sound teaching, that which is true, that which adheres to the scriptures. He was concerned for Timothy, for Titus here, he says, "But as for you, speak the things which are fitting for sound doctrine." He wanted him to know sound doctrine. He wanted him to teach it to the other people around them. And likewise, we as disciples of Jesus Christ are called to go forth and make disciples, and we're even to follow an example of our leaders. This isn't just for the pastors, but this is to be taught to the people so that they can also instruct, inform, and be educated themselves to grow in the knowledge of Christ. He also says this in 2 Timothy 4:3-4. "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires, and will turn their ears from the truth and will turn aside to myths." So here he is warning Timothy, Paul is, that there's going to be a time in which people are going to not endure sound doctrine, but they are going to accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires. And this is a trap in which many people fall inside the church, that we just pick the things that we want to go to church and we want to listen to, things that tickle our ears, like let's talk about the rapture and rapture ready news and trying to get all these things, and we neglect the foundation. There's many times in which there's people who are pulling us astray because we don't know what the truth of God's word is. We're not sound in doctrine. So when things coming along, they can pull us away from sound doctrine. And we need to be aware that we need to be speaking things which are fitting for sound doctrine so that we will know what lies are out there, what things are seeking to pull us away from Christ in society. And I want us to really quick just examine some examples of ways in which sound doctrine has not been performed inside our society and inside the church. So when the fundamentals of truth are not present, we see this. Every Christian, this is a stat that was done by, I believe, Pew, or it wasn't Pew Research.
Barna.
No, it was R.C. Sproul's organization. Ligonier Ministries did these ones. So every Christian has an obligation to join a local church. And this is just from U.S. adults. They said 36% agreed, 56% disagreed. But when you go over to evangelical finding, they say only 68% agree and 26% disagree with every Christian has an obligation to join a local church. So you're like, okay, well, that's not too alarming, right? Let's keep on going. In 2022, 53% of U.S. adults think the Bible, like all sacred writings, contains helpful accounts of ancient myths, but it is not literally true. It's like, okay, well, that's U.S. adults. Let's go on to the church and see what they think. Well, this is what U.S. evangelicals adults agree on, 56%, that God accepts the worship of all religions, including Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. Okay, 56% of U.S. evangelical adults agree that God accepts the worship of all religions, including Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. 56%. That's not sound doctrine. That's a church in which has been given over to false doctrine. Jesus was a great teacher, but he was not God. 43% of U.S. evangelicals agree with this. 43%. The Bible, like all sacred writings, contains helpful accounts of ancient myths, but is not literally true. 26% agree among U.S. evangelicals. What happens when you don't learn the foundations? When you are not secure in it, you're not going to be able to instruct other people in it. You yourself are going to be susceptible to lies. You yourself are going to be susceptible to bad doctrine and going after those teachings. And teachers who aren't preaching what is true, who aren't teaching what is true, you can fall susceptible to that. Religious belief is a matter of personal opinion. It is not about objective truth. U.S. evangelical, 38% agree. But this is what's going on in our society. And I want you guys to pay attention to this. Okay, so over the last 40 years inside the American church, we have been going downhill consistently. In fact, there's such a rapid rate that I think at one time they're saying like 2050 or something. Like churches in America are going to be at an incredibly low level. But right now what we're seeing inside it, if you see, there's a slight uptick that is going on among different age demographics here inside the United States. Something also to hear too, that not only this is for you, but also for other people. They were saying yesterday inside the news that since the shooting in Charlie Kirk, they said tons of people are saying they're coming to church this Sunday. Tons of people are coming to church right now. This is a recent study that things are actually stabilizing. People are longing for truth. They want substance. They want substance for their lives. They want things in which are true that they can hold to, that they can stake their lives on, that adheres, that correlates to reality. And they're coming to the church. But if there's a decline in orthodoxy, and which is right teaching, sound doctrine, if you think about it that way, an incline in church attendance, what does that tell us? That the people who should know the truth do not know it, and those who are looking for the truth are going to be going to churches that don't declare the truth. That is not going to be our church. Okay? That is not going to be our church. That is not going to be you by the end of this class, okay? You guys are going to be sound in doctrine and the fundamentals of the faith by the end of this. You will be equipped to be able to help those who are not sound in doctrine and being able to teach them the core principles of our faith, being able to show them in the scriptures where this is found, being able to have a knowledge of the Bible from which you can stand upon, from which you can dig down deep in the roots, and you so you can build up in your life. We want to be a city on a hill, a lamp on a lampstand. We want to be a watchtower in which we are pouring out into the world. I probably don't want to use that because some other cults use that. But we want to be a city on a hill, a lamp on a lampstand. We want to be a people that is radiating to the culture around us and declaring the truth to those around us. Okay, so next, we're going to see that a faith that has substance is firm and must be fundamentally sound. As we go back to the beginning, we said, but as for you, speak the things which accord with sound doctrine. Okay, things which accord with sound doctrine. And going back to this in 1 Timothy 4, 7-8, but have nothing to do with worldly fables fit only for old women. On the other hand, discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness, for bodily discipline is only of little profit, but godliness is profitable for all things, since it holds promise for the present life and for the life to come. So in this text, what are we not to be caught up in? This is a question for you guys. What, Lori?
Worldly fables,
okay, worldly fables that are fit only for old women, where you can imagine just a bunch of people just sitting around and just talking about various things. Said, have nothing to do with those. Have nothing to do with those. Paul also says this inside 2 Timothy 4:3, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires, as we read. People are going to want to run after fables. Your flesh is going to want to do that. But what are we to do?
Stand firm.
What does this text say we are to do?
Have nothing to do with
it. Discipline ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Discipline ourselves for what?
For the purpose
of godliness. Can someone give maybe a definition of godliness?
To be an example of his character.
Okay, example of his character. What's another definition of godliness? Example of his character, I assume he's talking about Christ. Yeah. Are there any other thoughts concerning what a definition of what godliness might be? Cameron?
Well, we can follow the biblical example of love, where it gives us the list of what love is.
Yeah.
That'd be a good specific example.
Okay.
Of one aspect.
How do we know what love is? How do we know to walk in accordance with Christ?
It's in His Word.
It's in His Word. His Word is sound doctrine. One commentator wrote this way, for Paul, godliness was the entire scope of the faith, correct doctrine combined with new life, truth measured by right living. So in this text, why do we discipline ourselves for the purpose of godliness? Okay, so we could stand. According to this verse, what do we see? The purpose of disciplining ourselves for godliness.
Doesn't godliness, when somebody looks at you, they see God?
Okay, they see God. Cameron?
The purpose is to glorify God.
Okay, the purpose is to glorify God. If you look here in the text, it gives you the four. So that's telling you what's going on. For bodily discipline is only of little profit, but godliness is profitable for all things, since it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. What's going to be going on in this class is more than just head knowledge. It's life knowledge that will transform you. And will not only, it will transform your life for right now, and it will sanctify you in Christ, and it also holds promises for life to come as well. There's great riches to be found in getting to the fundamentals. And I hope that you guys are excited about this. Not only to be a light for Christ, but also to know that there is a reward that comes with this, that is profitable to be digging into these things. And I hope that as you're going through your homework and different things that we're going to have, and yes, there will be a little bit, not a lot, but if you guys really dig into this class, I promise that it's going to be a great profit to you. So let's go ahead and start talking then about, I'm going to skip over that. Let's talk about the goals of the class, okay? We're going to talk about the goals of class. So the first goal is to have assurance of eternal life. This is something that this class will hopefully promote inside your life if you believe inside Jesus Christ. These truths will resonate with you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Also, we see that we are to become equipped for ministry. As we already talked about, this is going to be equipping you for ministry. This is going to be equipping you to be speaking the truths of Christ to those around you and to be doing the work that he has called you to in worship and living a life of godliness. And it's to know God more deeply. So you are going to be drawing closer to God and knowing him more. I love the saying, beholding is becoming. It's kind of taken out of a 2 Corinthians passage, but the more that we look at Christ, the more that we gaze into his word, the more that we know him, the more that we ourselves are transformed as we are gazing into these truths. So I hope that you, by the end of this class, can say that you have a greater assurance of eternal life, that you have become equipped for ministry, and that you know God more deeply. So how this class is going to operate is we're going to be just going through basically different chapters at different times. Daniel and I are going to be changing and teaching at different times. So it's not just going to be me all the time, which you guys can be very thankful for that. And Daniel will be up here at times teaching and going over these things. At this time, I would like to hand out, can I have two people help me hand out kind of the class schedule? Bert and Kevin, could you guys kind of hand those out? So this is not set in stone by any stretch of the imagination. It should be kind of close, and it's front and back. And when I printed it wrongly. So when you turn it over, you have to like look at the bottom of the other page. Yeah. So anyway, so this will kind of show you the class schedule and what each class is going to be looking like, okay? Okay, so if you see there on your sheet when you're looking at it, there are going to be 13 different chapters that we're going to be going through. If you notice that there's going to be times in which there's going to be breaks, so obviously at the end of October and the beginning of November, we're going to be having our missions conference. And during that missions conference, we will not be having this class go on. But we do encourage you to still be coming during the Sunday school hour during that time, because there will be missionaries and different people here informing during that time. Also, if you look, there will be no class Christmas break, which is December 21st. So make sure you keep those dates in mind when you're rolling through this class. And if you come here, we won't be here on the 21st. Okay, but we're going to start off with starting next week. We're going to get into the intro to the Bible. This is going to take place over 3 different weeks, and you wonder why. Well, we only have 45 minutes per class. They recommended 3 sessions for this first chapter that were normally at an hour and a half. So we're going to be crunching a lot within that time. We're going to be going over kind of the different origins of the Bible and kind of like Old Testament overview and New Testament overview during that time. In chapter 2, we're going to get into how to know the Bible. Chapter 3, character and attributes. Thank you. Chapter 4, the person of Jesus Christ. Chapter 5, the work of Christ. Chapter 6, salvation. Chapter 7, the Holy Spirit. Chapter 8, prayer and the believer. Chapter 9, the church. Chapter 10, spiritual gifts. Chapter 11 will be evangelism. And evangelism and the believers, and the believer. And then chapter 12 will be obedience, and chapter 13 will be God's will and guidance. So these are the different topics that we're going to be going over. As you see, it goes into the beginning of March. It might extend longer, it might be shorter, but we'll see what happens over time. Okay, so any questions as you guys look at the schedule? And
next week?
What?
There's nothing for
you. Okay, so thanks for pointing that out. So the homework, if you look there inside the center on yours, it's going to say homework. You are to complete that homework before the end of the chapter, but during that week in which we're going to be teaching on that, you want that homework done. So technically you have 3 weeks, and I know some people will be like, oh, I'll push off to the end. Well, just don't do that. Just get it done. It's really easy, but it'll be pages 7-14. And if you don't have a book, Rachel's been very good in Cass of stocking the bookshelf out there. I don't know, how many do we have left out there?
I can go check. A few were just taken.
A few were just taken. But if you need some,
I think there was about 5 or 6, because we just got one.
Okay. Good. Yeah, good. So there's 5 or 6. Go on and get, I would encourage you, even sometimes with these kind of studies, you think, I just want to share with my spouse or share with my whole entire family. If you can't afford that, that's totally reasonable if you can't afford to get books for everyone. But I would encourage you that it's really good for each person to be doing this themselves and for each person to be working through this themselves. When you're writing things down, you're processing it, and someone's not just doing it for you and telling you, it's going to be working your brain. It's going to be working your heart inside different ways. So I would encourage each one of you, if you have time or if you have the finances, to go out there. There's a QR code, and you can go right to the link and purchase it there, or if they have some more out there. If you need us to order it for you, just let us know, and we would be more than happy to fulfill that for you and to get one. So if you would like one ordered, as like Bert was just saying, contact the office or contact me through an email, because I forget things all the time during church. People are always like running around and giving you things, and I'm like, just send me an email. And Rachel will probably tell you the same. So send us an email, and we would love to find those for you. How many are out there still, Dan?
Four.
Four left. So there's four left. You better rush out after this. So, you have some time. Don't feel behind, because we are going to be 3 weeks inside the first lesson, but make sure you get those ordered within the next week to get those going.
But there's a class?
Next week.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. There's a class next week on the intro to the Bible. So make sure. So also in addition to these homework pages, there's going to be a listening lesson inside your book. So inside your book, I'll show you here at lesson one. So it's going to say lesson one inside your book if you have one. And inside that, they have working along your book, but also has the website on here. Go to that website and listen to John MacArthur's message on this topic. It's going to help prepare you for the week. They're only like 45 minutes, I think, sermons.
Great.
And if you go to the website and you look it up, it's going to be all right there. And they have like lesson one, lesson two, lesson three. It's really simple. You just click play, sit back with your phone or whatever, and just listen to it. Good Friday night time with your spouse or something. And you can really just enjoy listening to those lessons. So before each class, make sure you listen to the lesson and you do the homework pages. And some of you might say, do I have to listen to the lesson each week? No, but I tell you what, this first lesson I've already listened to a couple times, and you're always getting something new from what you're hearing and what's going on there. So, yeah. Any questions? Yes?
You were holding up a page that I don't see in this book. Where is that information?
So inside the newer books, I think you got an older edition. You guys got the gold edition.
The gold
edition, which is for the well-trained and...
older saints.
I don't know. How far back does that go, Daniel? Like 40 years? Just kidding. I'm joking.
2009.
So 2009. So this might be... The newer edition will show it. If you need... to either take a picture of this afterwards to look up the website, or if you need me to send it to you, just email me and I can send over to you the link with everything on it.
Yeah, so.
Is it in the teacher or is it?
Yeah, can you show it to the people who have that book?
2009 editions, it says.
Prepare for your assignment. Number two, download message. Our God breathed Bible, www.gty.org, FOF. But I can look. Who's got a gold one?
So, yeah. Make sure that's maybe not inside the teacher edition.
This is good.
Okay. So, any other questions?
We're going to turn the homework in.
There will be public shaming.
There will be
gold stars.
There will be gold stars, and there will be grading. Yes.
In heaven.
No.
Gold stars in heaven.
Yeah. Yeah. We're not Bert. No. Just kidding. No. It will be really good. Any other questions? Yeah, Tom.
What was I looking at this morning? Oh yeah, the description of the Presbyterian Church. And it was just amazing the differences in beliefs, you know, everything from accepting gayism to other things. And just wondering how do you know that you're correct and they're all wrong, or I'm correct and they're all wrong?
This class.
That's just...
Yeah.
There's so much information.
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, I would just repeat what many of the prophets say, thus saith the Lord. Mm-hmm. And so what we seek to adhere to inside this class and just in any of our teaching that we do here in New Hope Baptist Church is it to be founded upon the Word of God. So it's people might get mad at me when I'm at the farmer's market telling them things, or whether I'm talking to my sibling or something, but the truth is this is what the Word of God says. And thus says the Lord. And so if he says that it's wrong, then it's wrong. And this book, it's going to help us understand what the Lord says, because we're going to be examining it in the Word itself. And we're going to be seeing these truths. As you saw throughout my PowerPoint slide, and as you see here, that we got references to all those. If you're unsure, look it up. Go to the text. Look at it for yourself. Always actually do that. You'd be amazed at what can come about from that. So, all right. Any other relevant questions? Okay. Well, if that's what we have, this is what... go ahead, Daniel.
I just want to encourage you guys. The point of this class is not just to take things in and to grow, though you should. The point should be that you guys take this in and then you can pass it on. Mm-hmm. And so my challenge to all of you guys is study as if to teach someone else. Mm-hmm. Okay? To prepare yourselves to pass on what you've taken in. That's what discipleship's all about. Mm-hmm. And so... as you study, don't just kind of, think, okay, if I had to pass this on to my child or to a coworker or to a young person in the church, do I understand this well enough to do that? In fact, I would challenge you to find ways to do it. If you're a parent and you have children still in the home, maybe you can study through something, you listen through it, you come to the class the next week, take what you've learned and teach it to your children. And if you can teach it to your children, you're doing good. Because you're taking big ideas and putting it down to a level can get. Could be friends, where you live, neighbors. Say, hey, I want to tell you about something. You ever have questions about the Bible? Let me tell you about the Bible. And so take what you learn, put it into practice. That will not only help it stick in your own mind, but it'll help you draw out questions you never knew you had. Right? Because when you go to teach it, then you start to say, well, wait a minute. What about this question that I got from my child? Write those questions down. Bring them back to class. All right?
And ask them to Daniel. And he will give you...
wait until Luke's teaching and we'll...
No, seriously, I really appreciate that, Daniel. Like, do that. Do that. Be prepared for... be prepared to be able to teach other people and to equip them for the life that's ahead. We were at a conference this spring. What was it called?
Spring. Grace and Truth.
Grace and Truth Conference. And Alexander Strock was there. And he was talking to a lot of different pastors and just common lay people. And he said this, you guys need to be ready. He said, the culture has changed. Mm-hmm. It is hostile now towards Christians. And he was talking about how his own family that's in Colorado, it's getting very hostile there in Colorado. We see it in California. You see different things going on in our society where it's getting hostile towards Christians. So we want to be able to be equipped not only for ourselves to stand firm, but we want to be able to teach others so that they might stand firm, so that they might know the truth of God's word, and that we might be ones who are faithful to the Lord unto the end and persevering unto the end. Okay, so with this, we have about 15 minutes left. What I wanted us to do is I wanted us to really just pray over this semester with our closing time. I wanted us to have a time of prayer in which we are going to just be praying over the semester and asking for the Lord's help for us to be growing in this, asking for the Lord's help for us to be growing in the knowledge and wisdom of His Word, that we might better serve Him and might be better faithful disciples of His name. Yeah. More equipped. So what I would ask at this point is if you guys could break up into groups of six, and for the next 15 minutes, let's really just pray over this semester and pray for the Lord's hand and work in this. And at about 2 minutes left, I'll close this out in prayer, signaling the end, and then we'll go ahead and get ready for church. Thank you.